This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your host Nosheen and welcome back to Journey to Jannah. We are on the fourth episode now of the Becoming a Muslim It Girl series. Throughout this episode called Dispelling the Myth, being nice doesn't mean being a pushover, we will explore the importance of balancing kindness and standing up for ourselves. I've noticed a pattern where a lot of us Muslim women don't stand up for ourselves the way we should, simply because we think that it's too harsh or we've been taught to be overly nice all of our lives. And I mean, that is what Islam calls for. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to speak to others kindly in Surah number 2, verse 83. And from this, I feel like a misconception arises, and it causes a lot of people to think that you should be nice to the point where you become a doormat for others to walk on and essentially become a pushover because you're unable to properly set boundaries because you think that it's not nice. So what I want to say is, don't take being nice to others and being disrespected and put them into the same category, because you should be able to stand up for yourself. You should be standing up for yourself instead of thinking that you're going to be too rude or too mean to others. It's ironic because in Islam, we are taught that each individual, every single one of us, has an inherent value that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And when someone decides to disrespect that value that Allah has given you, you should be able to stand up for yourself. And when I say stand up for yourself, I mean stand up for yourself in a way where you still have dignity. Kindness, or rahmah, is a concept in Islam that goes way, way beyond just the superficial being nice, just for the sake of being nice, that we categorize it as. It's giving others genuine care and love and compassion and wishing true goodness upon them. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the person that we should be looking up to when it comes to everything, but in this case we're talking about kindness. And the way that he treated people around him with both words and with his actions, he emphasized treating others nicely. It didn't matter the social status that they had, the amount of money that they had, or even if they were Muslim or non-Muslim. He taught us all that kindness should be given to all living beings. So yes, Islam does recognize the inherent value and dignity of every individual, and we are encouraged to stand up for ourselves while also maintaining our self-respect and our dignity. There's a large misconception that if you stand up for yourself, you need to raise your voice or scream at someone or even get into a physical fight with them for what they've done to you or called you. But Islam calls for a balance, and as such, we should react to what has happened to this whole situation in a very balanced way. So what does this actually mean? First off, be assertive. For example, if someone says something that's very backhanded to you, don't let it slip. Especially if this person has done it multiple times to you, if you don't stand up for yourself, then they're going to do it again and again and again, because they know you're not going to do anything about it. You're not going to stand up for yourself, so they will keep on doing it. Something I have heard my mother in all her wisdom say to me growing up a lot is, "Tumi ekbar khulle, tara ar duibar fis bai diar dekhtonai." And essentially what she means by that is, if you stand up for yourself once, they're not going to turn their heads back to look at you, because they know you're going to stand up for yourself. So basically what she was trying to teach me when saying that is, even though I didn't know she was trying to teach me something, is that if you stand up for yourself once, nobody's going to come back and come to you and try to do it again, because they know that you have respect for yourself and you're going to stand up for yourself and you're not going to take whatever that they give you, whatever negativity they give you. Be assertive, speak up for yourself. And like, you know, for example, if they say something that's very backhanded, you can be like, what do you mean by that? You know, like put them in their place by being confrontational. And this way you're both not letting go of what they said, but you're also not saying anything that's overly rude or like raising your voice or something. And you have actual control of the situation because you're reacting in a calm manner. Practice being assertive in situations like this, because that's the way that you're going to be able to gain control of a situation. And you don't need to, again, scream, because most of the time you can get your point across without raising your voice at all. And a lot of the time screaming will actually work against you. So don't let your emotions out of control. One of the only things that we have true control over in this dunya is how we react to a situation. So use that power that you've been given. We don't need to resort to anger or aggression to make our point heard. Instead, we can choose to be assertive, firm, and in control of the situation. One thing to remember is that as Muslims, we are also taught to show mercy towards others. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anha reported that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that verily Allah is only merciful to those of his servants who are merciful. And this is again from Sahih Bukhari. So what this teaches us is that yes, it is our right to stand up for ourselves, but at the end of the day, we should be forgiving and letting go. A lot of the time we hold an anger and resentment towards what the others have done to us. And at the end of the day, the only person that you are hurting by holding on to that anger and resentment is yourself. Let go and forgive them for what they've done to you. Forgive and forget. Doing this doesn't mean that you have to go out of your way to become friends with them again, or you have to go out of your way to talk to them. It just means that you're moving on from the situation and you're letting it go. And another thing that we should be comfortable is about doing is setting boundaries. It's 2023. If people aren't willing to respect your boundaries, girl, they gotta go. We have time for so many other better things to do. If they don't respect your boundaries, they don't respect you. Also, another thing that you should be comfortable with is saying no to people. Saying no does not make you unkind. It doesn't make you a rude person. Obviously, if you're able to help someone, if they need the help, go out and help them. But if it comes to the point where it's a burden to you, say no. You have no obligation to bend yourselves backwards to help someone else that probably wouldn't do the same for you. Don't let yourself get walked all over by others, because at some point, that's all you're going to become. You're going to become just someone for others to ask just when they need help or when they need something. You're the one they're going to go to because they know that you're not going to say no to them. So have self-respect and say no when it's something that you can't do or something you have to go out of your way to do. So for example, canceling plans, or you know, if you're in the middle of doing something really important and you have to stop doing what you're doing and then go out of your way to help them and it's actually not as important, you know. So just have respect for yourself and don't feel bad for saying no, because you should be your number one priority, not them. Another thing that I want to mention, and it's something that I have personally experienced a lot with the people in my life, is hate that is given to me in a very passive way. So for example, being two-faced, being nice to me like when they're up front and then talking bad about me when I'm not there, backbiting. And in situations like this, what I now choose to do is just ignore. And that's something that you guys should practice too in situations where you feel like it's appropriate. Pick your battles wisely. I know that I am in an amazing place in life. I'm happy with myself. I am working towards my success. And what others say about me behind my back, I simply do not care about anymore. I could not care less. Let them say what they want. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they say about me. I am happy. I am successful. I love myself. And what they say about me does not matter in the slightest. Which, again, everything that I'm saying is a lot more than I can say for the people that are doing the backbiting. They're probably, first off, jealous of you in some way, or they're sad about themselves and how they live their life, how they are. because they have nothing better to do than sit around and talk bad about someone. Imagine how sad someone's life has to become for them to go out of their way to talk bad about someone because they don't have anything else to do. So again, pick your battles, because some of them are just not worth fighting. Some are just not worth the confrontation, because the people that do this will just never understand. Or they love to hate on others because that's the only thing that makes themselves feel better about themselves. And I know to a lot of you that sounds really absurd, and it is a very absurd concept. But people actually live like that, and these people will just never understand you even if you decide to stand up for yourself or confront them about what they're doing. So the best thing to do is just distance yourself from them and just be positive, live on your own. And if they do come back to you, which I have had happen to me a couple of times, where they've asked me, why aren't you talking to me anymore? You've been so distant. Confront them. Tell them that you know exactly what they've been doing. And I promise you that will shut them up. That will, like, they will just not talk to you because they realize that you know what they're doing. And it just won't be as fun to them as much as it was before, if that makes any sense. But either way, it doesn't diminish the value that you have. It doesn't matter what anyone else says about you. It does not diminish the value that you hold or the accomplishments that you have. Just remember that when these people say things about you, they're, one, baseless, and two, they don't mean anything. They're just saying things simply to say them. Don't let what they say get to you. We're maturing and we're becoming the woman that we want to become. Let it come and let it go, because we have better things to do than to care about what others have to say about us. Rise above their negativity and focus on your own growth and your own success. As we go along this journey of becoming the woman that we want to become, let us embrace being kind and being assertive when we need to, and also being forgiving. Before we conclude this episode, I have an exciting announcement to share with all of you. I know that since I started this podcast, my posting schedule has been really, really inconsistent, and I apologize, but I am turning a new page and am thrilled to announce that starting from now, new episodes will be uploaded to my podcast every single Friday. This means that you can look forward to regular content from my podcast. I also plan on being active and posting on my Instagram for this podcast. The username is Journey to Jannah with two J's at the beginning. And I will leave the link to that in the description for this podcast episode. I appreciate the patience and support that all of you have given me as I evolve and try to bring you the best content that I can for our journey to becoming the best versions of ourselves as Muslim women. I am truly, truly grateful for your engagement, your feedback, and the support that you have given me. It means, wallahi, it means the world to me. So with that, thank you for joining me on this episode of Journey to Jannah. I hope I have provided you with some valuable insight that will help you navigate the difference between being kind and standing up for yourself and how to do it in a proper Islamic way. Remember, you have the power to control your reactions and shape your own journey towards becoming the Muslim it girl you aspire to be. With that, assalamu alaikum, my loves.